Gilbert drew himself up. You have been... No! He saw Gilbert stop and, stopping, hold his breath and wait. He had silenced his father, and now he wanted to get out. He went to pick up his things from the table, and Gilbert flinched. And Lewis saw that he was frightened of him. What? He said, advancing on his father and flooded with the need to hurt him. What? What do you think I'm going to do? You think I'm going to hit you? You think I want that? I'd like to kill you. He made himself quiet and found words, and it was very hard to do. You've done nothing for me, he said, and didn't know he was going to say it until he did. And then the words came out of the centre of him. And all of this time, I've been trying to make it up to you. Not anymore. You lose your job because of me. I'm glad. You lose this house. Your wife, I hope you do. You don't deserve her, and I'm sick of the guilt. Lewis, why couldn't you have faith in me? Just a little bit of faith in me. All of that locking me up, the threats, telling me I was no good, there was something wrong with me. I was a child. I was a kid. If you'd just have believed for 1 minute, been on my side. But you couldn't. Yes, I drink. Yes, I cut myself. God, didn't you even want to help? The violence had all drained away from him, and he felt weak from saying it all and like crying. And he had to get out of there. He turned to the suitcase again and closed it.